Good afternoon, everyone. And I'm feeling your pain. I wish the screen was coming down too, but instead you're stuck with me. Pete had been married for 5 years. Pete had 3 children and was working, building up his own insurance business. But he had a very dark secret. Pete was an alcoholic, and his life was falling apart. He was drinking more and more and spiraling out of control. Soon, all of his lies, all of his denials, and the destruction that he was causing caught up with him, and he finally hit rock bottom. The hardest thing, he said, for him to admit was that he was an alcoholic. He said in his own mind that he thought he had a handle on his alcohol and that he had a firm grasp on his life. But after a friend had to come and bail him out of jail late one night, he knew that things had to change. Pete had had enough of this life and was tired of the damage that he did to his wife and his children and close friends that tried to help him. He was a mess, and he had made a mess of his life. After most people had abandoned him, and rightfully so, there was a very special friend that never gave up on him. His friend took him and walked with him through AA, and then even took it a step further, who would sit with him in church every Sunday and personally introduced him to our Lord. And when Pete would ask why he was so willing to always help him, he would reply, "Alcohol is my cross, and it will always be with me. And it wasn't until I knew who Jesus was for me that I could finally get a grip on my cross." And every Sunday he would ask Pete the question, "Who is Jesus for you?" Because until you really know him, things will never change. Pete, after finally admitting that his drinking was out of control and that he wanted to change, made helping other alcoholics his life ministry. He became a man on a mission, and he said that if this is his cross to carry, then he will not only embrace it, but that he will dedicate his life to it and to helping others. I just wish you could hear all the stories of the people that he has helped over the years. He would get calls at 3 o'clock in the morning to come and help someone, and he never complained, never gave up on anyone, and even started his own little section in the church every Sunday for people that he was helping, and he would ask them every Sunday, "Who is Jesus for you?" And he would tell them, because unless you really know him, things will never change. And I'm happy to say that after 40 plus years of carrying his cross, to this day, Pete remains sober. But while carrying another cross, enduring his wife's health issues as she is dealing with MS. But Pete will tell you that there is something holy about the cross and that it keeps us close to God and more dependent on him than on ourselves. So who do you say that Jesus is? And I think that's a question that each one of us needs to answer here today. Do you really know him? What does the cross mean to you? And do you understand what it means to carry your cross? Our gospel today challenges us to follow him, and that means carrying our cross. We all carry a cross, and our cross can either make us better or it can make us bitter. The choice is always ours. Like it or not, suffering is a part of your life and mine, and we simply can never avoid it. But it is precisely in the crucible of intense suffering that we either come close to God or we rebel against him. Embracing the cross is our own personal essential aspect to our walk with our Lord. And I think that the cross is different for each one of us. Maybe the cross is a physical ailment or an illness. Maybe it's an addiction to drugs or alcohol, possibly gambling or pornography, possibly the death of a spouse or a child or divorce. Maybe it's your own children. Perhaps the cross is the person sitting right next to you. Maybe you married your cross. Not everyone can be as lucky as my wife. We have the choice to complain. Why, God? Why me? Why are you doing this to me? Why does this always happen to me? Or we have a choice to embrace it, to understand it, and to help us be better and to become more dependent on God. So today I ask everyone, whatever your cross may be, embrace your cross. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. Jesus needed help carrying his own cross. And don't be afraid if you fall. Jesus fell 3 times. The key is to keep getting up, no matter what it takes. And Jesus tells us a strange paradox that if we want to save our own life, that we must lose it. And I think that what Jesus is telling us is that we must let go of being in charge. And we all need to let God be God for us. We must surrender everything over to him and trust. We have to stop thinking that we can control everything and fix everything. And when we ask that question, why, to our suffering, we need only to look at the crucifix. It is there that we will find the meaning of our suffering and the exact reason why we too must carry our own cross. And if we carry that cross willingly and offer it up, it will give us a strength and a peace like we've never felt before. But if we carry it unwillingly, we only create a burden for ourselves and for those that we love, and it makes us angry and bitter people. So what can a person offer in exchange for his very self? The only gift in return is the gift of ourselves, a life of loving service, a life spent in giving and sacrifice for others. And Jesus tells us, whatever you did for the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did it for me. That's how we are to carry our cross. How will you choose to carry your cross this week?